reciting this, other by reciting it, by reading it, by saying it, Namukar Mantra, what happens? Mangal happens. Okay, Arjun, Dia, Natasha, now you all three know the meaning, right?
Yeah.
But we need to repeat it again. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, now you get the meaning?
Yeah.
Okay. Jamin, did you get it?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Now you can tell us the meaning of Asapanch Namuyaro.
Asapanch Namakaro means I bow down to all five supreme rulers, supreme beings. Savapau Panajnam is a destroyer of all sins. Mangalam Kisavasi is amongst all that is holy. Padamam Havai Mangalam is a Namakar Mantra is the holiest.
So what is the component of the three points? This Namukar Mantra, this mantra is the destroyer of all the saints. Then second point is what?
What? Can you repeat it?
Yeah, there are three points in this explanation, okay? This Panch Namaskar Mantra is the destroyer of all the sins, right? Then Mangala Sabdasam means what?
Sava means all, Bhava means sins, and Panashna means destroy.
Yeah, very good. The other line, Mangalarancha Savvesin.
Mangalarancha means holy?
Mangal means, we can say holy, but the meaning is the Namukar Mantra is the best amongst all the Mangals. There are many Mangals in this world, but of them, the best and the supreme Mangal is Namukar Mantra. Okay, so Mangaladam means amongst all the Mangals, just subvision, it is the best Mangal. It's Mangal of all the Mangals. Okay?
Yeah.
Jamin?
Yeah.
You got it? I mean, the Namukar Mantra is the best Mangal amongst all the Mangals of this world. And Padamam Hohi Mangalam. Padamam is by reading it or by saying it or by reciting it. What happens? Hohi Mangalam. Hohi means happens. Mangalam means Mangal. So by reading Namukar Mantra, Mangal happens. Mangal is happiness. Mangal is something that brings happiness and destroys the sins, destroys the path. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Jamin. So the three points are that Namukar Mantra is the destroyer of all the sins or path. Namukar Mantra is the best Mangal amongst all the Mangal. And Namukar Mantra, by reading it, the Mangal happens or we get the happiness. Clear? Okay, Arjun, tell us the three points.
Okay, so it's Namukar Mantra destroys all sins.
Yes.
Then also, Namukar Mantra is the best mantra of all mantras.
Very good, very
and
good.
When you recite this mantra, Mangal happens.
Excellent, okay. Jamin, now you get 3 points?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Okay, now, Dia, did you tell us about Arhant Pamishtis? What do they do? Who are they? Just revising, so don't get nervous. Just tell us what you know, okay?
They are Arihantas, Siddhas, Acharyas, Upadhyayas, and Sadhus.
Yeah, Jamin. Dia is telling us about Arihanta Pameshti. Who are Arihantas and what they do?
other Swamishtis destroy four kamas and have bodies and give us Divya journey.
Very good. Okay. Natasha, Arjun, and Diya, have you been to temple yet, the Jain temple?
I haven't been in a long time.
I just
a
went
long
today.
Time as in?
I just went today.
You went today only.
No. We go like I go like to the temple the first Sunday of every month.
Okay, fine. Very good. Okay, fine. And Arjun, since how much time you have not been to the temple?
Probably a month or two.
Okay. Diya, when last time did you go to temple?
Last week.
Okay, very good. Janin, when did you go to temple, Jain temple?
March 11th.
Okay, so you have all seen the Jain temple, right? So in Jain temple, what do we have to whom we go down? Parmeshti, it is. Which one?
Arihanta Parmeshti.
Arihanta.
Very good, Arihanta Parmeshti. All agree with Arjun?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, very good. In Jain temple, we go down to Arihanta Parmeshti, okay? So what do we see? We have all seen his idol, right? We have been to temple. So can you describe us, Janin, what do you see? How do you find Arihanta Parmeshti's idol?
It is... Wait, the idol or the symbol?
Yeah, I'm not asking about symbol. Just describe how do you see him? How does he look like? What does he wear? Where are his eyes? What is he doing in temples?
I don't know.
Okay. Arjun, can you explain me what you have seen in the temple?
Not really. He looks kind of marble. He's made of marble.
Okay, fine.
He has like an orange dot on his forehead.
What is it? What I didn't get you.
An orange dot or a red dot on his head.
Oh. Okay. And is he wearing something?
No, he's wearing nothing.
Okay. And where is he looking at?
At you.
Where?
He's looking at, straight in front of him.
Oh, okay. Natasha, can you describe us what do you see in temple?
Can you repeat that? Sorry, I can't hear very well. The connection
yeah.
is very bad on my end.
Yeah, yeah. We are all discussing about what we have seen, how Arihanta Parmeshti in a temple looks like. See, our next chapter is the Dev Darshan. Okay, from the next session, we'll start with Dev Darshan. Dev Darshan means when we go to temple, we bow down to Arihanta Parmeshti, right? Or Siddha Parmeshti. So, what is the method to do that, okay? So I'm just asking you all that when we go to temple, what do we see in that idol of Arihanta Parmeshti? So Natasha, how does he look like to you?
First of all, there's murtis. So, and then there's murtis of the different Tirthankars. And then on top of them, I think for Parshnath Bhagwan, he has a snake on top of him because that's the symbol.
Okay, very good. Yeah.
And then,
it's also below him sometimes.
Tell me about the sculpture, about the idol. What does he wear? Where are his eyes looking at?
I think his eyes are closed.
So where, I mean, completely closed?
Like, I don't know. I haven't seen a Murthy up close.
Okay, fine. And what does he wear? Something, what does he wear?
They don't wear anything.
Fine. Okay. And where are their hands?
Their hands are crossed on their lap. Or if they're standing up, they're straight.
Yeah, and... Yeah, okay, fine. And is the idol smiling very much? Or looking with an anger, giving an angry look?
I think that his eyes, like once again, I haven't seen, like, the eyes and the face up close. But, like... I don't know how their eyes are, but I know like, they don't wear anything and their hands are always crossed.
No, I'm asking about their smile. Do they smile or do they laugh or do they, look filled with anger? What do they have? What kind of face do they have?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
what?
Fine.
It's okay. Jamin, can you tell us, describe us what have you seen in temple?
I see, like, there's some guys made of marble, and, like, there's this one that's made out of, like, wood, like, I think it's...
Okay, so where is he looking at?
He isn't looking. His eyes are closed.
Completely closed?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And you have seen the standing Arahanta Pameshti or sitting one? I mean...
Both.
Okay, very good. Okay, Dia, where do Arahantas look when you go to temple?
They have open half eyes.
They have open eyes.
They have open half eyes.
Half? Achha, their eyes are half open. Okay, and they are looking at?
And they are in meditation.
Achha, they are doing meditation. Okay, fine. Very good. See, next time when you all go to the temple, please look at the eyes of the idol of our Arahant Pameshti, okay? The eyes are not totally closed and totally opened, okay? Nor they are open, neither they are opened or nor they are closed. When you see, you'll find that they are looking at their nose. Where are they looking at? Hello?
They're looking at their nose.
Yeah. It means Bhagwan is practicing his soul, okay? So he's not looking who is going down in front of him, for him. And he's not just sleeping, okay? So there's no eyes are not closed and eyes are not totally open, okay? So it means it's called a Nasa Drishti, means to look at the nose, okay? Fine. So, Arahantas Pameshti, Jainin, have destroyed four karmas and gives us Divya Dhvani, has body, therefore we see him in the temple because they have body, okay? So, three basic qualities are Arahanta Pameshti have destroyed four karmas, has body and gives us Divya Dhvani, that is Jinwani. Okay, Jainin?
Yeah.
Okay, you know about Siddha Pameshti? Who are they?
Not really.
Okay, fine. Arjun, who are Siddha Pameshtis?
So
Okay, Siddha Parameshti are Bhagwan. They've destroyed 8 karmas. They
very good. Excellent.
Have a body, and they're in Devlok.
Oh, excellent. In the Devlok they live. Where do the Siddhas live, Arjun?
Siddhashila.
Siddhashila. So Siddhashila is not in Devlok, okay?
I realize that after saying it.
Okay, fine. Very good. Okay, so Jain and Siddhas have destroyed all the 8 karmas. There are 8 karmas. Arhantas have destroyed half, 4 karmas. And Siddhas have destroyed all the 8 karmas. They have no body and they reside at Siddhashila. It's on the top of the world, okay? Okay, Jamin?
Yeah.
Okay, so Arahantas, you can tell us the qualities?
What? Can you repeat it?
The qualities of Arahantas, you have to tell us.
Their eyes are like half closed and like half open. And they're looking like
The ideal is this. Yeah. No. About Arahant Parameshti, how are they? They have destroyed what? What do they give us? And what do they have?
Half of their karmas.
Yeah, they have destroyed 4 karmas. And?
They have no body.
They have body or they don't? They have body, okay. And they give us something or they don't give us anything?
They don't?
Something, I guess, they give us.
They give us Divya Dwani.
Yeah, Arjun. Jamin, they give us Divya Dhvani. Divya Dhvani is what this Jinmani what we have. Okay, we are studying this all. It is given by Arahantas only. In Samavsharan or in Gandhkuti, Arahantas gave us Divya Dhvani, from which our Muniraj Acharyas make Jinmani. Okay? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Natasha, will you tell us about Acharyas, Upadhyayas and Sadhus? All the three.
All the three?
Yeah.
So the Acharyas, they're the head of all of the monks. They guide them. Upadhyas teach all the sadhus. And I don't remember about the sadhus. I know that the sadhus take diksha. Like they learn and they take diksha.
Okay, very good. Fine. Arjun, who are sadhus? What do they do? Arjun?
Oh, yes. Sorry, mute was on. So sadhus are monks who practice the path of liberation.
Very good. Okay, so acharyas are monks or not? And upadhyayas are monks or not?
They're all monks.
So acharya and upadhyayas are also sadhu parameshti or not?
No, they're not.
Diya, acharyas are sadhu or not?
One kind of sadhu, but they guide.
What? Yeah, I didn't see you. Hello, Diya. Diya, we cannot hear you clearly.
They guide sadhu parameshtis.
No, my question is, acharyas are sadhu or not?
Like Siddha is Bhagwan, Arihanta is Bhagwan. So I'm asking, Acharyas are sadhu or not?
They are one type of sadhu.
Very good. They are one type of sadhu, right? So can we call Acharya Parmeshti a sadhu Parmeshti also? Yeah, we cannot call them.
Because they guide Sadhu Parmeshti.
Okay, fine. Okay, you all listen to me. Dekho, these Acharya Parmeshti, Upadhyaya Parmeshti and Sadhu Parmeshti. All of these are monks, right? Monks means Sadhu. So when we say generally, okay, so in the Chattari Mangal part, Sahu Mangalam, when we say, so only Sadhu Parmeshtis are Mangal or Acharyas and Upadhyaya Parmeshtis are also Mangal?
Even they are Mangal.
Only Sadhus are Mangal, Acharyas and Upadhyayas are not Mangal?
They are also Mangal.
They are also Mangal, but why are we not saying it in Chattari Mangal part? There is nothing like Acharya Mangalam, Upadhyaya Mangalam, right Arjun?
Right.
So Acharyas and Upadhyayas are Mangal or not?
Yes.
They are Mangal, but we say na Sahu Mangalam, they are included in Sadhu. So Acharyas, Upadhyayas and Sadhu, all the three are Sadhu Parmeshtis, okay? Now, Acharyas are those Sadhus which have some special qualities along with that of Sadhu Parmeshti. Okay? Acharyas monitors the group of Sadhus, they guide all the Sadhus. Upadhyayas, what do? They teach all the sadhus. Okay? So, Janin, sadhu Parmeshtis are those who practice the path of liberation and who will become Bhagwan one day, Arahant Parmeshti and Siddha Parmeshti. Acharyas are those who monitor the group of sadhus, like a principal in a school. Okay? So, they monitor the school, the whole school, all the students and all the teachers. So, Acharyas monitor all the Upadhyayas and all the Sadhus. Upadhyayas are like teachers. They teach all the Sadhus. And Sadhus are the students, so they practice the path of liberation. Venin, do you get me?
Yes.
Okay, so Acharyas are like principal. They monitor all the Upadhyayas and Sadhus in their group, in their class. Upadhyayas are the teacher of all the sadhus, and sadhus are who practice the path of liberation. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jaimin, can you tell us about Siddhu Parmeshti? What they have destroyed and what they do? They have and where do they reside?
He means to destroy half. Where they have destroyed half of their karmas, and they become a bhagwan.
Yeah.
And they, which means they have attained liberation.
Where do they live?
Oh, and also Siddha Shila.
Siddha Parmeshti. They live at Siddha Shila. Very good. Okay. And they have destroyed how many karmas?
Half of them, which is four.
Half of them, Siddha Parmeshtis have destroyed half karmas. No, Siddha Parmeshtis have destroyed all the eight karmas. Arihantas have destroyed half of them, means four karmas. Half of eight is four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Arihantas have destroyed four, and Siddhas have destroyed all, that is eight.
Okay.
Do Siddhas have any body?
Do
Siddhas have any body?
Do have a body.
No, Siddhas don't have a body. The difference between Arhantas and Siddhas is this, that they don't have body and Arhantas have body. They have destroyed 8 karmas and Arhantas have destroyed 4 karmas. Siddhas don't give us Vidvidmani because they cannot speak, because they have no body and no mouth, okay? But Arhantas have body, therefore they speak and they give us Vidvidmani. Fine?
Yeah.
Jamin, do you get me? Okay,
yeah.
Fine. And what do Acharyas, Upadhyayas and Sadhus do, Jamin?
Acharya has a head
of the monk.
Head of the monk.
Yeah, they are the head of the monk. Very good. Very good.
And
yeah, very good.
Monk.
The guide monk. And then Upadhyayas
teach all sadhus. Sadhus.
Upadhyayas preach all the sadhus. Very good.
Sadhus
and
monk. And they pass
what?
Path liberation.
Path of liberation means moksha marga. Okay, liberation is moksha. So he's just practicing the path of true happiness, complete happiness. Okay? Fine. Excellent, Jamin. Very good. Very good, Jamin. Okay. Now, who is going to tell me the name of 24 Tirthankars?
I will tell.
Natasha, name of 24 Tirthankaras. Arjun, do you remember now or do you need to revise it?
I think I need to revise the 24.
It's okay. Natasha, you remember all or you also need to revise some? Yeah, Natasha, say what?
Can you repeat the question?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm asking that, do you remember the name of 24 Tirthankars now?
Yeah.
You don't need to revise it, right? Okay, fine.
No.
Dia, you remember all the 24 Tirthankars' name?
Yes.
Right now? Very good. Okay, Jenny, you also remember 24 Tirthankars' name, right?
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
The name of 24 Tirthankaras. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so Arjun, Dia and Natasha, listen to Jamin. He'll tell us 24 Tirthankaras. And let me know if he missed out something. Okay, some name. So listen carefully. Yeah, Jamin, say.
Rushabdev, bull, Ajitnath, elephant, Stumbhavnath, horse, Abhinandan Swami, monkey, Sumatinath, red goose, Suvidhi, Padma Prabhu, blue lotus, Suparshanath, Swastika, Chandra Prabhu, crescent moon, Pushpadant, alligator, Sheetalnath, Wait, is it the symbols and the Tirthankars?
No, if you can tell us only the Tirthankar name, then it's also fine.
Okay. Rushabdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandan Swami, Sumatinath, Padma Prabhu, Suparshanath, Chandra Prabhu, Suvidhinath, Pushpadant, Suvidhinath, Sheetalnath, Shreyansnath, Vasupuja Swami, Vimalnath, Anantnath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kuntunath, Aranath, Malinath, Munisuvat Swami, Naminath, Neminath, Parshanath, Mahavir Swami.
Very good, Jamin. Very good, excellent. Did we make any mistake? Dia, Arush, Arjun, Natasha?
Yeah, he said everything right.
Sure. Dia, do you notice? Did you notice something?
Yeah, I think he added some Tirthankars in the middle.
Okay, so Vidinath.
Yeah, Sumatinath. He said that like 3 times, I think. But he said that
Suvidi. He said, yeah, Suvidinath it is. He said Suvidinath. What is Suvidinath? Anybody know? Jamin, you can tell us Suvidinath is which Tirthankar's name?
Suvidinath is number 9, I think.
Number 9, okay. Number 9, what is number 9, Dia?
Pushpadant.
See, Suvidinath is the other name of Pushpadant Bhagwan. Natasha, Suvidinath is the other name. Like Mahavir Swami's name is Vardhaman too, right?
Yeah.
Rishabdev is Adinath. So,
yeah.
In the same way, Vishwadan Bhagwan's other name is Suvidinath.
Okay.
Okay. Arjun, what is the other name of 90th Sankara? It's Suvidinath or Pushpadant Bhagwan. Okay, fine?
Yes.
See, we'll learn these three Sankaras in detail in the next session. Not in the next session, means once we are finished with the basic things, okay? So, very good. Two mistakes he made. I want to point them out. Abhinandan Swami is not there. It's Abhinandan Nath. Janin, it's Abhinandan Nath Bhagwan and not Abhinandan
okay.
Swami. And Muni Subrat Swami, you said what? You said Muni Subrat Nath is Swami?
I said Muni Subrat Swami.
It's Muni Subrat Nath. The name of Tirthankar, actual name is Muni Subrat Nath. Okay? The rest were perfect. Very good. Yeah, I said that Abhinandan Nath is the true name, not Abhinandan Swami. And Muni Subrat Nath is the true name, and not Muni Subrat Swami. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But you said all correct. Very good. Okay. Arjun, in the next session, I want you to tell us names, okay?
Okay. I'll try to remember by then.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, in the next session, we'll revise this 24 Tirthankaras and Tirthankar in Bhagwan, and then we'll start with the new chapter.
Okay.
Okay? So, please revise all whatever we have studied till now, because I don't want that we are reading the chapters and then we are forgetting what we have studied first. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. So we'll conclude, I guess, today. The time is up now. Okay, so we'll join our hands and close our eyes. Natasha will say Namukar Mantra and Dia will say Saptari Mangal Path.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayariyaram, Namo Uvajayanam. Namo loe sava sahunam, eso panch namo yaro sava pava parasno, mangla lanche savesin paramam havai mangalam.
Chattari mangalam, maranta mangalam, seda mangalam, sahu mangalam, kiripananto dammo mangalam. Chittari Logotama Arahanta Logotama Siddha Logotama Sahu Logotama Kiripananto Dhammo Logotamo Chittashanam Pavajami Antashanam Pavajami Siddhishanam Pavajami Savushanam Pavajami Kiripanantam Dhammamshanam Pavajami.
Okay, Jai Chinendra to all, thank you. In the next session, we'll also have one story too, because I have one more story to tell you before we start with the Dev Darshan, okay? So revise everything what you have learned, Arjun, Dia, Natasha, and tell Arush to Natasha, please. Okay? And then we'll start with new chapter and a story.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Chinendra, thank you very much.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.